The first nuclear weapons test in the United States took place 61 years ago today at a site known as the Nevada Proving Ground, about 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas. This 1954 news report shows the magnitude of one test.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
About 140 bombs later, the testing went underground. Still, in 1997, the National Cancer Institute found that much of the nation was blanketed with fallout from the atmospheric test performed in Nevada from 1951 to 1962. Most of it was concentrated within 300 miles of the proving ground in Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. Researchers have testified to the link between radiation exposure and cancer. Ethel Gilbert is a scientist with the National Cancer Institute.
It depends tremendously on the dose that you got, and because dose is very strongly related to risk.
And your dose depends on where you lived and whether you were immediately downwind from the mushroom cloud. Also, children who drank lots of milk in the 1950s are more at risk. The fallout lands on grass, is eaten by cows, collects in milk, and is deposited in human thyroid glands. Because children have a higher metabolism and typically drink more milk, they are most affected. Mary Dixon believes she was one of those children. She's a thyroid cancer survivor who lived near Salt Lake City during the time of the tests.
My sister and I counted like 45 people, at least in a five-block area, who had gotten various kinds of cancers.
In 1990, Congress passed the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. Since then, about 16,000 people have made proven claims for compensation. All told, the federal government has paid out almost $800 million over the last two decades. And that doesn't include other payments to the thousands of workers involved in the nuclear tests and uranium mining. Dixon has not been compensated since her family lived outside the immediate vicinity of the Southern Nevada tests. The government has denied about 4,000 people compensation. Only people in rural counties in Nevada, Utah, and northwestern Arizona were recognized by the statute.
While we appreciate the resolutions and the proclamations that are being made, it's really important to remember that resolutions and proclamations will not bring people back.
Dixon and others are pushing for more compensation and a comprehensive test ban treaty. A bipartisan bill calling for the expansion of the Compensation Act to downwinders in seven western states is stalled right now in the Senate. To find out if you are a downwinder, the National Cancer Institute has created an online calculator. After entering Mary Dixon's birthday, county, and other information into it, we find she has an estimated thyroid dose of 13 RAD, or radiation. The Food and Drug Administration pulls milk from the market when it's 15 RAD. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.